Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. On July 4th, 80,000 dormant Bitcoin stirred hack fears as Congress launched Crypto Week. DeFi topped $120 billion in value locked, Web3 gaming loyalty advanced, and a gold explorer added Bitcoin to its treasury. On July 4, 2025, blockchain analytics firm Arkham Intelligence observed a single entity moving 80,000 Bitcoin out of eight wallets dormant. Since 2011, Arkham traced the coins back to original wallets active on April 2 and May 4, 2011. These transfers occurred over a 10-hour window in four separate outflows after an initial 40,000 Bitcoin move. Coinbase head of product Connor Grogan suggested a preceding $5 million Bitcoin cash test transfer may have verified private keys covertly raising hack concerns. Some analysts reject that private keys can be compromised and note the coins rest unspent in eight new addresses. In London, Hamak Gold, a mineral explorer focused on Liberian deposits, raised £2,470,000 through a share placement, then allocated a portion of its treasury into Bitcoin. Chairman Nick Thurlow said the dual strategy will advance gold exploration while pioneering treasury management. Hamak Gold holds exploration licenses spanning 1,700 square kilometers. Analyst Saul Rejwan of MasterKey cautioned that disciplined frameworks are essential to avoid liquidity risks. Jeff Garzik, co-founder of Hemi Labs, argues that the growth of decentralized finance is outpacing Bitcoin maximalism as projects embrace interoperability. Total value locked across DeFi platforms is projected to exceed $120 billion by year-end, while stablecoins top $250 billion. Market participants are integrating Bitcoin natively, rather than relying solely on tokenized wrappers to foster more collaborative blockchain financial services. Innovations like cross-chain messaging and liquidity bridging are cited as key drivers. The 2024 Dapradar Games report finds that blockchain gaming registered 7.4 million daily active wallets and 1,600 new titles in the past year. Traditional loyalty systems proved inadequate. Misplay data reveals that 79% of mobile spenders engage loyalty programs, and 51% would increase spending for more valuable rewards. Emerging models include Decentraland Marketplace Credits and MasterCard Gamer Exchange, which allows users to convert cross-sector points into in-game currency programs, now reward community moderation and event participation beyond pure gameplay. John Wright, Vice President of Mobile Publishing at Quali, notes on chain systems that reward community contributions create lasting retention. In Washington, the U.S. House declared the week starting July 14, 2025, as Crypto Week to advance three key bills. The Clarity Act would assign the CFTC oversight of digital commodities and the SEC jurisdiction over securities and establish dual-track registration. The Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act forbids retail central bank digital currencies. The Genius Act sets a federal framework for payment stablecoins. This package reflects years of hearings and bipartisan negotiations, highlighting the economic weight of digital assets. Trader Cass Abbey said, "The next few weeks are going to be really bullish for the crypto market. Feels a bit like riding the rails in the original F-Zero course, uncovering hidden shortcuts as each sector evolves." That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.